I am now. I am to yield, cooperate, and participate with the Holy Spirit. I am to yield, to cooperate, and participate with the Holy Spirit. I saw a sign on the way here, and many of y'all would know it. I know the Lord was talking to me about accessing and activating the supernatural. Accessing and activating the supernatural. Another way he said it to me is functioning and flowing in miracles, signs, and wonders. But in reading this sign, many of y'all know it, the Lord spoke to me coming here, I was praying in tongues. And I got this, opening the doors of the realities of the supernatural in my life. Opening the doors, plural, of the realities, reality, plural, of the supernatural in your life. All right, that's a scriptures, powerful scriptures here I want to share this morning. Let's begin at Acts 5. So we now the supernatural will slip up on you. You can't so much as control the supernatural. Now while I'm talking, I talk 45, 50 minutes, while I'm talking, the supernatural will drop in here. It's just, you see, because it's not your doing, it's your cooperation. See, cooperating with the Holy Spirit. You see what I'm saying? So it's not by might, nor by power, it's by his Spirit. So here in Acts 5:12, after a supernatural judgment had come into the church and brought the right type of atmosphere, the right type of environment, and the right type of surrounding for the Holy Ghost to manifest. See, there's a time for the church to turn from glamour to glory. And so we have to know how to operate or to set up an atmosphere or to set up an environment or to set up a surrounding for the Holy Ghost to do phenomenal things out of the ordinary. And so as I talk to you, the Holy Spirit is preparing himself to do something different in this service this morning. You see, I don't have to do it. He'll do it. But if you create the atmosphere for him, all the time creating the atmosphere is not running and dancing. The Psalm 46:10 says what? Look at it. Be still. And know I'm God. You see, I'll be exalted among the heathen. And I'll be exalted in the earth. Well, being exalted means that he's going to take you to another level in the spirit, that whatever you're dealing with will recognize it's not just dealing with you. It's dealing with a greater power and a greater dimension. That's why he said, be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I can handle this. See, a lot of time we go through things and we're praying our prayer and we're making our affirmation, decrees, and declaration. But a lot of time he said, I permitted that to happen. Be still. I'm about to show you another level. Some of you this morning, there may be some things in your life. Those things were permitted for you for your promotion. What? What I say? See, you don't need the supernatural till you need it. What you can figure out and pray your way out, you don't need the supernatural. But as some things look like they do not want to move by our prayer. Some things look like they don't want to move by our praise. But the Lord have permitted for you to be still long enough for him to promote you to another level, and you'll never see that problem again. The supernatural produces problem graduations. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. You missed it. Yeah, you'll never be in that grade no more. You missed it. See, the supernatural is to bring promotion to another level, that when that level attack you again, you spit on it. You follow what I'm saying? And this is the house, Mount Gilead. This is the place. This is the race that God have called us to run. To take territories in his name supernaturally by the Holy Ghost and power. Amen? Amen. All right. Let's work with this. And so I have expectation for this morning. But there's a certain criteria has to be set in the body of Christ in a local congregation. And it is the apostle's job to bring that order. You see, when Ananias and Sapphira died, the church changed. And those who just come marching down the aisle talking about they won't be a member and wasn't real, they got scared. They wouldn't join no more. And so if you got your Bible open, Acts chapter 5. Acts chapter 5. After that happened, after you see a real move of the supernatural, because the supernatural move in wrath and blessing. In judgment and blessing. If you don't want to be right in the house, if you faking in the house, if you are a hater in the house, and if you're standing against leadership in the house, you're going to face the supernatural, but you're going to face it from a judgment standpoint. There must be an reverential fear in you for the supernatural to take. There must be a reverential fear in you. There must be, you just can't say anything. You just can't think anything. You just can't talk with anybody what they're talking about if it's against the church. See, we need some divine order in order to be powerful. So there is more than one sign of God in the supernatural. There's the supernatural wrath that we see here in Acts chapter 5, where these people go to line to leadership. Playing with leadership, and the revelation gift kicked off. Word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit. Those gifts are for the church to profit withal. It is to protect the flock who is right. Protect the flock who will go to the next level. So we got to get that fake person out. I know you don't want no fake sitting next to you and you trying to hear from God. You don't want nobody faking this thing. You want somebody real sitting next to you that they can come in agreement that the power can flow, man. See, these things, see the supernatural, let's go back. The supernatural is not functioning like it should function because very few, that's rare apostleship. The Tyler is worn. But it's the mantle worn. See, it's the mantle, it's the spirit, it's the unction, it's the anointing that makes a difference. So there's a certain atmosphere. There's a certain environment, even in your home. The agreeable surrounding has to be available for the Holy Spirit to be able to function like he want to function. We cannot grieve the Holy Spirit. We cannot quench the Holy Spirit. We cannot resist the Holy Spirit by doing something we know is wrong and won't repent about it. I want you to tell somebody, I'm about to be blessed up in here. Notice in your Bible, ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost, man. I won't cry, run. Notice in your Bible, Acts 5 and 11, after this supernatural wrath has come, now is time. After the supernatural wrath is come, then it's time for the supernatural rivers to flow. How many of y'all ready for the supernatural rivers to flow in your life? Well, this church from this day forward will be in a stronger dimension of a flow of rivers of the supernatural. Miracles, signs, and wonders will pop like popcorn. It will happen. Oh, my goodness. Thus said the Lord. Are you seeing me? Wave your hand at me if you're seeing me. Now, look. We family members, so we ain't no sense of putting on. You don't frighten me and I don't frighten you. So let's just go on and let's get over that. We family members. Let's get this word. We got up. We got a certain amount of time to do this. Guess what? You want me to tell you what the Spirit of God is saying? Huh? Something that had been vexing you in your life is about to crumble in a few moments. You won't ever see it or hear it again, because the power of the Holy Ghost gonna make it crumble. Acts 5 and 11. Ooh. Acts 5 and 11. Ooh. Acts 5 and 11. See, bon carnale. See now, listen. I don't have to be so deep in scripture. Y'all getting scripture. You're being taught. I'm here to make a deposit. I'm here to bring a dimension. I'm here to make all of you all, instead of needing to be delivered, to bring deliverance. No. I'll tell you right now, our church is not going to be the same. No. The people belong to the church under us are not going to be the same. We're going to live the book of Acts. We're going to have miracles, signs, and wonders on purpose in our lives every day, every hour. We're going to quit waiting. We have waited long enough. It's time for it to happen now. Right now. Yeah, right now. Right now. Right now. Right now, bless it. Yes. Should have fear. 11th voice. 11th voice. And great fear came upon all the church. That's what we need. Reverential fear. Just go ahead and be a little scared too. On as many as heard these things. Now, you see, heard what thing? A man and a woman dropped dead for lying. They were not sick. They tried to trick the fivefold ministry gift. And the Holy Ghost in a supernatural move. See, we don't want to see that as supernatural. In a supernatural move, made it happen. Now the church ready for real supernatural blessing. You got to get them crooks out. Schemers. Lies. Tricksters. Who messing up the atmosphere. Them nun-tiders. Cheap praise. You're not a tither, that's cheap praise. When you raise your hand up, that's cheap praise. Holy Ghost say, I'm not cheap. So if you're not a tither, I don't know if I can accept your praise. Notice verse 12 now. Notice verse 12. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders done or wrought among the people. Now you see in my Bible you got that little bracket there. So it pick up in verse 15. See, it's just an explanation. But verse 15 says, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. Woo, glory. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which was vexed with unclean spirits. See, a lot of time it's not just sickness. Sometimes it's a spirit of infirmity that lies on our body. And so that's why we need the spirit of discerning. We need to discern what is just a disease or sickness, or is there the spirit carrying this thing and keeping this thing on my body? Somebody just got the answer. Somebody got the answer. If you've been dealing with a sickness in your body for a long time and you've prayed and applied your faith, that thing didn't leave, there's a spirit there. Who's monitoring over that? Now you have, oh my goodness, you have authority over that diabetes spirit. See? And so you have the authority to say, diabetes, in the name of Jesus, I command you to take your hand off my system. I call that spirit out. Anybody under the sound of my voice here this morning dealing with anything in your body you have prayed about, had hand laid on you, oil put on you, you just be trying to get rid of that thing probably is a spirit. You say, Reverend, I don't have no spirit. No, the spirit got you. What are you going to hurt you to say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. Come out of my body. Don't be so spiritual. Go ahead and get what you got to get from God, whatever way you got to get it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can't be the body. I don't have no spirit. There ain't no spirit in me. I'm a child of God. It's in your body, baby. Yes, take your authority over it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Now listen. Come on, I want to read a few more scriptures. Go back to Acts 4. Verse 33. Oh no, we get verse 32. Yeah, Lord, thank you. Verse 32. Because it's a setup. See, the atmosphere, the environment, the surrounding got to be in a certain place. There got to be enough respect for folk in a congregation for the Holy Ghost to move. There got to be enough women and men who are living right and who really love God and really want to do the right thing. And really 100% behind their leaders. Well, this church getting quiet over here. What's happening here? Am I touching a sore spot up in here? What? Because y'all should be praising. What up in here? Some of y'all ain't saying nothing. Some of y'all done got quiet. Y'all. How many want to see the Holy Ghost move wall to wall? This is what has to happen. The environment, the atmosphere, see, you determine how much I release. You determine how much he released. How much respect? How much honor? Do you give to the men and women of God? Boy, this church got quiet, boy. Got quiet. Well, I'm here to dig that worm out of you. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here for popularity. You don't have to call me popular. But every worm that's in you, I want to get it out of you so you can be in your rightful place, because we love you. We want you to have the best. We want you to live in the best. We want you to live long and strong. So you got to be told the truth, because the Bible says it's the truth that sets you free. You need to locate yourself up in here in the morning. Why am I in this church? What I'm here for? Am I willing to go the way God directing this church? Do I want to have my way? Do the choir sing too long for me? Do I have my own agenda? I'm trying to start my ministry in this church. I'm not just helping this ministry, I'm trying to help my own ministry. Lord, don't let me out here till I finish. Lift your hand with me, please. Just pray them a moment. Just thank him for where he brought us from. We just thank him that we're here, we're alive this morning. Oh, my goodness. While we're doing this, go ahead and receive your healing. And you can catch your usher and tell him what happened to you, so we'll know. You can check different things you have in your had in your body. Right here, we're about almost a half hour into this thing. So I believe the supernatural have started working in here. I hear one thing, that the problem that the husband and wife was having is over. Listen, you will love each other like when you first met. A greater respect gonna come from the husbands from this day forward. I'm just hearing about marriage right now. Supernatural marriages are taking place in this place right now. Supernatural marriages are taking place right now. Your marriage will be like a honeymoon from this day forward. There's going to be so much repenting when you get home. You're going to be trying to out-repent each other. Honey, I'm sorry. Whatever I didn't do, I'm going to be doing it from now on. Honey, no, you're doing all right. I got to do more. And that's where you're going to get together, and that's where it's going to be great joy. That's what the Holy Ghost is up. All right, Acts 4:33. Y'all sit down a minute now. Acts 4, y'all sit down so I can see some of these duckers. Acts 4, hallelujah. Acts 4:32, because the criteria are set here. And the multitude of them that believe were one heart and are one soul. You see, that supernatural environment. Neither said any of them that aught of the thing which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Now look at verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon who? Upon who? Them all. See, with great power. That resurrection is the highest thing. Remember Paul said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection? Every believer should know that. Every believer should carry that environment, the power of the resurrection. So the supernatural, when the supernatural locate that revelation in you, it can land and cause things to happen in another realm. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So much I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to accomplish yet. Acts 2:41. Acts 2:41. Acts 2:41. Hallelujah. And you know I'm not here trying to get no ranks. I've been preaching 53 years. I fought 43. How many? 43 years, huh? 43 years. So, I mean, you know, I don't need to be popular. I just want to, when I get back to my prayer room, I want the Lord to say, you did what I told you to do. And I know everything you're hearing, you're not hearing right now. I know this thing going to deal with you in days to come. Acts 2, oh my goodness. Acts 2:41. And they that gladly received the word was baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. And fear came upon every soul. See, it keeps talking about that fear. Reverential fear. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Because of what? The environment was right. See, there's a certain environment, there's a certain atmosphere, there's a certain surrounding, my brother, that has to be here for the supernatural to work. Oh, we can have church. Nothing wrong with having church and having a good time, but man, I want that castle to leave. I want those limitations in my checkbook to leave. I want something to happen beyond what I could work for, what I could pray for, what I could sing for, what I could worship for. I want something to happen just because God wanted to happen in my life, and nobody can stop it from happening when God get ready for it to happen. I want to live a supernatural lifestyle. I don't want to follow after miracles. I want miracles to follow after me. And that's the believer's right if they get in the right groove in the spirit. The supernatural is not negotiable. It's a takeover. Write that down. Satan have no negotiating left when the supernatural begin to function in a believer's life. Come on. You got to hear that. See, to a certain extent, by prayer and by confession, we've been negotiating. But when the supernatural come, the negotiation, see, you got to know who you are. I'm trying to clarify who you really are. You're a child of the living God. You have the divine nature of God in you, so you don't have to negotiate with problems. You don't have to negotiate with shortage or whatever is in your life. You don't have to negotiate with Satan. No, when the supernatural is functioning in a church, in a leader, in a congregation, they don't negotiate, they take over. You don't even know what I've just told you. From now on, when you pray, you're taking over. Oh, you mock. You're getting mocked right now. Whether you lack it, clap about it, what? You being marked apostolically that the Holy Ghost can supernaturally move through your life. The negotiation is over. Jesus have already died. Everything already paid for. He got up the third day just like he said he got up. He ascended 40 days later. Just like he's seated right now at the right hand of the Father as my high priest. This thing is over. You are lying to me. I have success. I'm blessed. I'm strong. And I'm not negotiating with you about it no more. This is a takeover by the Holy Ghost in my life. I am an instrument of the Holy Ghost. I am an instrument of the Holy Ghost. I am an instrument of the Holy Ghost. Say it. I am an instrument of the Holy Ghost. Do you know just what the Spirit told us just there? Huh? No more negotiation. When the supernatural is flowing, there are changes made that no men could have changed. So from this day forward, Bishop, there's some changes going to be made in this membership life that they don't have word to explain. All they're going to be able to say is, he did it. God did it. That's, woo! That's the supernatural. That's the supernatural. And whatever you need for him to do, he's doing it right now. Let me ask you a question. It's coming up in my spirit. Let me ask you a question. And I need an answer. I need an answer. And I need a sort of a cut-up answer. What I'm about to ask you. Would you take your miracle now? Right now? You want your miracle right now? All right. Many of you in here, and one of the ways of testing this thing, many of you in here, in your body, you just received it. So I want you to check if it was asthmatic, whatever condition it is, just check it and catch one of the mushrooms and let them know what happened to you. If it was a back problem, any, I don't care what it was. If you had a not feel, the feeling's still there. It's probably gone. See, you received it just now. And just tell one of the ushers about it, all right? Now he said to me, tell my children. You must stop all this performance and get only in hot pursuit of me and my will. The church went to a lot of performance because they thought they were practicing the supernatural. But it's hot pursuit. You must be as thrilled about the word as you are about a song. Or dance. You must be thrilled by the word. For the dance and the song supposed to be creating an atmosphere for the word to function properly. Hmm. My goodness. Now, for these next few moments, I'm going to take you to a place and show you some things. Turn to Ephesians 3. And I want to tell you, this is new to me. When I start praying about this meeting, the Lord showed me this. And it is powerful, and I want to give it to you in the next 24 minutes. I want to give it to you. And by the Spirit can reveal more to you. In Ephesians, and I'm not going to read the whole thing, so you read the whole chapter, all right? But in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5 now. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 5. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now what? Underline that word. That's a powerful word. Revealed. There's a lot of revelation have to come forth to be able to flow or function or access or activate the supernatural. Yes, sir. Revelation open you up that when the supernatural come, you can recognize it. Wow. Amen. Are you following me?
Yes,
so he says, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles. There are some things that if the apostle don't bring it to the church, you won't get it. So let me tell you what the apostle assignment is so you can write it down. The apostolic structure is heaven to earth's government so that the portals of the supernatural can be opened.
Yes, sir.
The apostolic structure, heaven to earth's government. Government, that word is a strong word. Government. The government should be up on his shoulder. Government, so that the portals opening of the supernatural can be opened. So that I read 4 or 5 scriptures there about the apostles with miracle signs and wonder. That's the reason for that. That's the reason for that. That's the reason for that. There's some areas that the apostle gonna walk in that the pastor not gonna walk in. But when the pastor connected to the apostle, as God designed for it to be, then the pastor walking the same thing the apostle walking in. So whether you know it or not, this church is apostolic.
Yeah.
And all that means is high rank.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to go to a high ranking church, me. That I know I'm going to get all God wants me to have. You follow what I'm saying? Now watch this now. Watch this. Revealed to his holy apostle and prophet by the Spirit. So the first thing for the supernatural to function is revelation. The second thing, I want you to look with me in the third verse, how that by revelation he made known unto me, the apostle talking, the mystery. The mystery. So the supernatural function in a mystery world. You cannot control it. You can't hold it. You have to flow with it. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You may not feel it, but it's happening.
Yes,
sometimes you feel it, and sometimes you just get the result.
Yes.
Sometimes you feel it, and sometimes you just get the result. You understand that?
Yes,
see, a lot of people in this room are getting results right now.
Yes,
you might not feel it, but you're getting results.
Yes,
why? Because your spirit is alive to the supernatural. And your spirit recognizes when the supernatural is flowing. It your spirit grab it. Your body might be a little late. Your mind might be a little late. But your spirit said, hey, this is the real stuff. Yeah, the spirit said, I'm going to eat some of this. Whether your body don't like it or not, or your mind don't like it, the spirit eats the supernatural. The spirit recognized the supernatural. See what you have gone through this week. You may not be able to recognize that God himself is talking to you. You see, you might be waiting on a feeling. You might be waiting on some emotion. It's not in that. Is the Lord speaking now? That's why you got to be seasoned to do this, because you see people not moving, not jumping, and you think you're not doing nothing. But no, the Spirit of God said, I'm working. Some of them going to catch it mid 12 o'clock tonight. But they're going to know they've been in my presence, because their lives are being changed supernaturally right now, not by performance, not by eloquence, but by the power of God. It's happening right now. Matter of fact, I call someone. Are you here now? I'm being positioned like I've never been positioned before. You're going to say some things after this day, and it's going to work like magic. You're going to speak miracles out of your mouth in a normal conversation. Look at the ninth verse. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world have been hid in God. Been hid in God. Who created, been hid in God. See, that's where the supernatural is. It's hid in God, and they that receive the supernatural from God must do it in spirit and truth. See, when Jesus said in John 4:24, he that worshiped me was worshiped me in spirit and truth, that wasn't a one statement. That was the whole statement of how you operate with God. In spirit and truth. The supernatural flows in spirit and in truth. That's why the Lord had to kill them liars. They were blocking the supernatural. That's why they had to drop dead. See, we don't like to talk about Sapphire and Ananias and Sapphire, you know. You don't talk about that, but that's why they had to drop dead, because they were blocking the other people. So I hope you're not a blocker up in here. Don't block the flow. Flow with the flow. Don't block the flow. Here's your chance now. Stop being so doggone contrary. And yield to the Spirit. And yield to the... Go with the majority. Go with the flow. Here's another aspect of the supernatural. Right? God showed it to me right here in this third chapter. You know, this third chapter... Get down to verse 20, said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding. That's supernatural talk, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But he said, according to the power that works in you. You know what I'm doing this morning? If you're listening, I'm setting you up for that power to flow in you at full dimension for the rest of your life, and you'll be able to live in Ephesians 3:20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, first of all, revelation. What I said second?
Revelation.
Mysteries, right? We take the Holy Spirit for both of that.
Yeah.
It takes the Holy Spirit for revelation. It takes the Holy Spirit for mysteries. Come on, talk to me. All right, now watch. I'm going to show you some other thing now that it takes the Holy Spirit for. Look in verse 7. Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. So when the Holy Ghost is functioning in the supernatural, it is the effectual working of his power. Not your power. The effectual working of his power. So now we got the revelation, we got the mystery, and we got the effectual working of his power, of the Holy Ghost. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
She says the effectual working of his power.
His power.
Not my power. How many of y'all looking at me? Well, let me get back here. How many of y'all looking at this with me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The effectual, sometimes I get closer to you, the anointing get on you strong. The effectual working of his power. Not my power. Not my power. His power. So I have to yield to revelation, right? I have to yield to mystery. That means I don't know all the time what's going on. In other words, I can't handle everything going on in English. I can't write it on a piece of paper, but I know it's going on. Because I'm designed to operate in revelation. I'm designed to operate in mystery. I'm designed to operate in power. Are you getting it? Huh? Say it. I'm designed to operate in revelation. I'm designed to function in mystery. I'm designed to operate in power. See, it take these things. Getting heavy, isn't it? It takes these things to function in the supernatural. Yes. Now, let me take you to another one. Lord, show them to me. In verse 8. Unto me, who am less, the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles. Here's another category of the supernatural. You find it? What is it? The unsearchable riches of Christ. I'm designed to function in the unsearchable, unexplainable, undeniable, unstoppable. How rich is Christ? Because he lived. In him,
yes.
I live,
yes.
I move, and I have my being.
Hallelujah.
My life in Christ is unsearchable. It's too vast to explain. So revelation, mystery, power, and unsearchable.
Yes.
Brother, all that you have in you in Christ is unsearchable.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You'll be finding treasures the rest of your life. The treasures of Christ comes through the supernatural. When the church get in order, like we're getting in order, we got ranks in order and everything in order, then our life will be unspeakable and full of glory. Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. God, I would tell you about my life, but it's so much running over in my life. I'm just going to tell you a little bit. I can't fully explain how I got here. I mean, I don't know when I got here. All I know, he brought me. See, the supernatural, say the supernatural, is unsearchable. Come on, I got to hurt and show you two more. Heck, my goodness. Go with me to verse 10. To the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church. I love this myself, man. The manifold wisdom of God is your next step of operating in the supernatural. I dare you take these steps. Revelation, mystery, power. What's the next one? Unsearchable riches, and now we're dealing with what? The manifold wisdom of God that belongs to you. This is the way the supernatural can come in. See, I can't figure it out, but I'm going to fade it out. I believe God. And then it looked like my hands tied, Look like my back against the wall. Look like I'm not going to make it. But I hear God say, see, I've given you Jericho. I don't care if it's shut up, none going in, none coming out. I can make a way out of no way. I'll tear the wall down. I'll make water stand up. I'll make a lion lay down like a kitten. I'll make fire have no heat. See, all that supernatural. All that supernatural, man. Yeah, yeah. I'll take 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes and feed 20,000 people because I operate in the supernatural. All I need somebody to have some revelation about me. All I need somebody to accept my mystery, my power, my unsearchable riches. I will take them in a glory position if they just accept what I'm doing supernaturally. You'll never live a regular life again. You heard me? You'll never live a regular life again. You'll never live a regular life again. You'll never live a regular life again. You'll never live a regular life. You'll never live a regular life again. Never, never. Regular life over. Regular life over. Never, 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 never. Live no regular life no more. Nobody in here living no regular life. We're going to live by revelation. We're going to live in the mystery. We're going to live in the power. We're going to live in the unsearchable riches of God. And we're going to live in the manifold wisdom of God. And things going to happen. And things going to happen. Out of the ordinary. Whatever not does not exist, God going to make it for you. This church, Bishop, will be in the birthing business, birthing the supernatural, birthing miracles, birthing signs. They will come from the east. They will come from the west. They'll come from the north. They'll come from the south because this church and this people are going to be birthing so much, you're not going to be able to deny them. They're going to have more than cars, more than houses. They're going to have power. They're going to walk in such a power that men and women have to come and see what great, great things the Lord has done in this church. There is some. Somebody say, bring the cassette, come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Boost. I done got stirred, sister. Sister, I done got stirred in the spirit here.
Huh?
I've got stirred up in the spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, these people receiving.
Amen.
Oh, got stirred in the spirit, man. I got 10 minutes. 6 minutes. Somebody help me. Somebody help me here. Woo, woo. Come on, come on, I gotta give you one more. Come on, I gotta close. Let me close. I got 2 more to give you. Now! Glory, glory, glory! Glory! Catch these two quickly. Catch these two quickly. I got 5 minutes to give them to you. Catch these two quickly. Listen. Look at verse 11. You feel that? That is. I know he was coming. That is. I know it was going to happen. That is. Listen. The supernatural is the eternal purpose of God. Notice, good God Almighty. Notice in this 11th verse, according to the eternal purpose, what he purposed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Let's go. Number one, what? Number two, what? Number three. Number four. Number five. Number six. Eternal purpose. It's God's eternal purpose for you to live the abundant life? Is God eternal purpose for you to live sick free? Is God eternal purpose for you to live long as you want to live? Now you have the right from this day forward, if you need a miracle or a sign or wonder, go to one of these principles. Any one of them. And stay there and read that verse, stay there long enough, and tell, now God, I want you to come through supernaturally. You want the last one? You got your shouting clothes on? Verse 12. Since you have the other six, now you're ready to go in. In whom we have boldness and access and with confidence by the faith of him. From now on, you have boldness and confidence and access into the supernatural.